Okay, our friends. So now we are at the very end of fall. We only have a few more weeks left of it, and then it becomes winter. And for those of you who are noticing the season changing, you may have already had some snow. You may have already had some cold, rainy weather. The leaves have probably already fallen from your trees, or they might be in the middle of it. So today, we would like to discuss that. The story that we are going to read today is called A Thing Called Snow. It was written by Yuval Zomer, and it is read today by Mommy and...
My name is Jack Kinley.
Jack Kinley?
Yeah, my friends call me JK.
JK.
Some of my friends call me Just Kidding.
Just Kidding. Oh my goodness.
Oh gosh.
Well, Jack, Just Kidding. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to call you JK today. Are you ready?
Gotcha.
All right. So today's story is called A Thing Called Snow with Mommy and JK. Here we go. Fox and Hare were born in the spring, grew up in the summer, and were best of friends by autumn.
Jack, wait, Rabbit and Fox?
Hare. Fox and Hare.
Oh my gosh, Fox is going to eat that hare.
Do you think?
Yeah, that hare better watch his back.
Okay, well, maybe this is a really big hare and a really small fox, so he can't eat him. But let's see.
Or maybe it's the same size.
Possibly, yeah. Fox liked to jump, leap, and bounce, and was very good at sniffing faraway things. Hare liked to bounce, leap, and jump, and was very good at hearing faraway things. Then, one day, Fox's nose twitched, and Hare's ears pricked up.
Winter is on its way, said Bird. Soon you'll be able to jump, leap, and bounce in this thing called snow.
But what exactly was snow? Before they could find out, Bird had flown away. They decided to venture into the great forest to ask Bear.
What is snow like?
They said.
Snow is white like your fur,
said Bear. So they thanked Bear and set off looking for something as white as their fur. Because, friends, both the fox and the hare here
are white.
Are white. I think we're looking at an Arctic fox and a snowshoe hare. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. At the forest's edge, they found Caribou, who was nibbling something white among the grasses.
Excuse me? Said Hare. Is that snow?
No, these are flowers,
said Caribou.
Snow's cold. Like your noses.
So they thanked Caribou and bounded across the meadow, looking for something as cold as their noses. Around a rocky bend, they found salmon leaping through the icy stream, flashing bright.
Hello there, called Fox. Is that snow?
No, this is spray, said Salmon. Snow is fluffy, like your tails.
So they followed the stream, searching for something as fluffy as their tails.
Fluffy, cold, and white.
Yeah, fluffy, cold, and white. Hare heard a honk and looked up at the great sky.
Is that snow?
He called to Goose, who was flying overhead.
No, these are clouds, said Goose. Snow is sparkly, like your eyes.
Fox and Hare were now getting too tired and cold to search for this thing called snow, and it was starting to get dark, so they stopped by the edge of a lake. The inky water shimmered with something sparkly.
"Snow?"
whispered Fox.
"Stars,"
yawned Hare.
"Which means it's our bedtime."
But they were too far away to get home before dark.
"Let's stay here tonight,"
said Fox.
"We'll find our way in the morning."
And she wrapped her thick tail around them both, and they curled up for warmth. Fox and Hare soon fell asleep.
"Are you kidding me? Snow is something that's, yes, white.
Yes.
Yes, fluffy.
Yes.
Yes, cold.
Yes.
Really small.
Yes.
And get this.
Mm-hmm.
Usually piles up and makes that people usually make more things called snowmen and snowballs.
Yeah. That's a very good way to describe it. No one told them about those things, though, because I think maybe animals don't know about that stuff.
No?
No. I think just humans do. They didn't see the white, cold, fluffy, sparkly flakes that started to fall softly from the sky. They didn't hear Bear and Caribou crunch through the snow looking for them. Hare and Fox woke up to a bright white morning like no other.
"Hello, snow.
Hello, snow. Hello, snow,"
they squealed.
"Hello, Bear.
Hello, Caribou,"
they yelped as they tumbled and rolled in the whitest, coldest, fluffiest, sparkliest snow.
"We're so glad we found you,"
said Bear.
"We were worried you were lost."
"Now let's find our way home," said Caribou.
"Follow us,"
said Hare and Fox, who remembered every step they had taken around the lake, along the stream, across the meadow, through the forest, looking for a thing called snow. And I cannot wait for our first snow, but it's probably still a couple more weeks away. Where we live. We live in the Pacific Northwest, and it might snow here soon. We can see snow right now, though, if we look outside.
How?
On the mountain.
Oh.
But that, our dear friends, is...
the end.
The end.
Wait, I wonder
if... If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.